I just start sending SEI and dictating notes from Lexington Nursing Home in Lake Zurich, and I'm sorry, Aventura Nursing Home in Lake Zurich, and the date is April 30th, 2023. First one is Marian, M-A-R-I-A-N, last name is Ryan, R-Y-A-N, in brackets, date of birth, 5-4-1929. This is a 93-year-old female who was admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because she was not able to take care of herself. She had COVID and complicated by pneumonia and then had failure to thrive. She denies any history of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, loss of consciousness, fever, or chills. She is coughing and she feels weak. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, Alzheimer's, dementia, atrial fibrillation, osteoarthritis, dyspepsia. Family history is non-contributory. Social history denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse. Allergies, non-medications as per attached list. Review of systems as per still present illness. Physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented, times 2 to 3, hemodynamically stable. HENT, head is atomatic, normal, spheric, pupils are equirectal to light, neck is up, no JVD. Heart S1, S2 is irregular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral failure entry with few scattered crackles, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, trace pupillary edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan, acute COVID with pneumonia, comma, diastolic CHF, comma, hypertension, comma, atrial fibrillation, comma, Alzheimer's, dementia, comma, failure to thrive. Plan, same. Patient had acute life-threatening event for which she was hospitalized and needed to be transferred to skilled nursing facility because she was not able to take care of herself. Significant amount of time was spent reviewing patient's medical records, including labs, comma, imaging, comma, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. Will give her Lasix because of fluid overload, encouraged her to increase her activities, and she is on DVT prophylaxis. Next one is Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, last name is Foley, F-O-L-E-Y, in brackets, date of birth, 8/29/1946. This is 76-year-old male who is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because he was not able to take care of himself. He is feeling better. He denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever, or chills. He had pneumonia with acute respiratory failure. Past medical history is significant for Parkinson's disease, type 2 diabetes, hypertension, osteoarthritis, atrial fibrillation. Family history is non-contributory. Social history denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse. He lives in with his wife. Allergies, non-medications as per attached list. Review of systems as per still present illness. Physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented, times 3, hemodynamically stable. HENT, head is atomatic, normal, spheric, pupils are equirectal, light, neck is supple, no JVD. Heart S1, S2 is irregular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral failure entry, with few scattered crackles, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pupillary edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan. Acute pneumonia with acute respiratory failure. Number 2, atrial fibrillation. Number next, Parkinson's disease. Number next, chronic diastolic CHF. Plan, same. Patient had acute life-threatening event for which he needed to be hospitalized and then was transferred here for rehabilitation. Significant amount of time was spent reviewing patient's medical records, including labs, comma, imaging, comma, reviewing plan of care with the nursing and rehab team. Patient is on antibiotics and needing oxygen. He does have sleep apnea for which he is using CPAP. He is on DVT prophylaxis. Patient's family is looking for permanent placement in a facility because his wife is not able to take care of him at home because of his advanced Parkinson's disease. Next, history and physical is on Geraldine, Geraldine, last name is Goggin, Goggin, in brackets, date of birth 10/4/1939. This is 83-year-old female who is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital after she had right hip arthroplasty done. Now she is getting better, except she still has pain and limited mobility. She denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever, or chills. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, atrial fibrillation, osteoarthritis. Family history is non-contributory. Social history denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse. She lives alone. Allergies, non-medications, as per attached list. Review of systems as per history of present illness. Physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented, times 3, hemodynamically stable. HENT, head is 8, metric normal, sphelic pupils are equidirectional to light, neck is supple, no JVD. Heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral, fair air entry, no added sounds, abdomen is soft, non-tender extremities, no pedal edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan. Status post-right hip arthroplasty for severe osteoarthritis, comma hypertension, comma atrial fibrillation, comma dyspepsia. Plan same, patient had acute life-threatening event for which she needed right hip arthroplasty and then was transferred here because she was not able to take care of herself. Significant amount of time was spent reviewing patient's medical records, including labs, comma imaging, comma reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. Patient is on DVT prophylaxis and pain control. PT is seeing her already. Next history and physical is on Wendy, W-E-N-D-Y, last name is Elsenbrook, E-L-S-E-N-B-R-O-E-K, in brackets, date of birth 7/17/1962. This is 60-year-old female who was admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because she was not able to take care of herself. She fell and broke her right humerus, which is being treated conservatively as per orthopedics. She denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever, or chills. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, comma, anxiety, comma, depression, comma, alcohol dependence, comma, GERD. Family history is non-contributory. Social history, smokes few cigarettes a day, drinks alcohol almost every day. But prior to this hospitalization, denies any drug abuse. She lives alone. Allergies, non-medications as per a test list. Review of systems as per history of present illness. Physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented, times 3, hemodynamically stable. HENT, head is 8, medic normal, sphelic pupils are equidirectional, light, neck is supple, no JVD. Heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral, fair air entry, no added sounds, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pedal edema. CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan. Fall leading to right humerus fracture, comma, obstructive sleep apnea, comma, anxiety and depression, comma, alcohol dependence, comma, GERD. Plan same. Patient had acute life-threatening event for which she was in the hospital and was transferred here because she was not able to take care of herself. She is feeling slightly better now. A significant amount of time was spent reviewing patient's medical records, including labs, comma, imaging, comma, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. She is on pain control. She is not able to bear any weight with her right arm. PT is seeing her already. Plan of management was discussed with patient and nursing staff. Next history and physical is on Bo, B-O, Chung, C-H-U-N-G, Yao, Y-A-U, in brackets, date of birth 11/10/1927. This is 95-year-old female who was readmitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because she was not able to take care of herself. She was admitted over there for acute on chronic decompensated diastolic CHF leading to respiratory failure and acute on chronic kidney disease. Finally, patient's family had made her hospice and now she is admitted here for comfort care. She denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, loss of consciousness, fever or chills. She is non-communicative and is comfortable on oxygen. Past medical history is significant for CHF, atrial fibrillation, hypertension, osteoarthritis, dyspepsia, sleep apnea. Family history is non-contributory, social history, denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse, allergies, non-medications, aspirin test list, review of systems, aspirin to your present illness. Physical exam, patient is conscious with the eyes closed and non-communicative. Her two daughters are at bedside, hemodynamically stable, HENT, head is atomic normal, spheric pupils are equirectal, light, neck is supple, no JVD. Heart S1, S2 is irregular, no gallop, lungs bilateral, failure entry, with few scattered crackles, abdomen is soft, extremities, no pedal edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted, but detailed exam is not possible. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan, acute on chronic diastolic CHF, comma, acute respiratory failure, comma, hypertension, comma, atrial fibrillation, comma, sleep apnea. Plan same. Patient had acute life-threatening event for which she was hospitalized and was transferred here because she was not able to take care of herself. She is on hospice. Significant amount of time was spent reviewing patient's medical records, including labs, comma, imaging, comma, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. Will continue to keep her comfortable and plan of management was discussed with patient's two daughters and nursing staff at bedside. Next is a progress note on Craig, C-R-A-I-G, last name is Schaitz, S-C-H-A-I-T-Z, S-A-M, R-O-S-A-M, O-S-A-M, assessment plan, hypertension, comma, chronic leg wounds, comma, morbid obesity, comma, dyspepsia, plan same, encourage patient to increase his activity because he likes to stay in his bed or wheelchair all the time. Next one is Frederick, F-R-E-D-R-I-C, last name is Holtgren, H-O-L-T-G-R-E-N, S-A-M, R-O-S-A-M, O-S-A-M, assessment and plan, chronic diastolic CHF, comma, hypertension, comma, type 2 diabetes, comma, back pain, comma, Alzheimer's dementia, comma, history of old stroke. Plan same, patient is not cooperating with the stockings. He continues to have swelling. Encouraged him to increase his activity. Overall, his prognosis is guarded for functional recovery of independent living. Next one is John, J-O-H-N, last name is Madigan, M-A-D-I-G-A-N, S-A-M, R-O-S-A-M, O-S-A-M, assessment and plan, chronic respiratory failure, comma, tracheostomy, comma, PEG tube, comma, suprapubic catheter, comma, history of stroke, and anxiety and depression. Plan same, patient continues to require chronic suctioning, otherwise he's comfortable. And slowly he is feeling better with rehabilitation. Next one is Nancy N, N-A-N-C-Y, N-A-N-N, last name is Latch, L-A-C-H, S-A-M, R-O-S-A-M, O-S-A-M, assessment and plan, hypertension, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, status post, right shoulder surgery, comma, anxiety, comma, dyspepsia. Plan same, patient is doing better. Now she is able to do more things with her right arm. She is seeing her orthopedist for tomorrow and further recommendations after that for possible discharge soon. Next one is Virginia, V-I-R-G-I-N-I-A. Last name is Whitney, W-H-I-T-N-E-Y. S-A-M, R-O-S-A-M, O-S-A-M, assessment plan. Hypertension, comma, chronic diastolic CHF, comma, anxiety, comma, dyspepsia plan. Same patient was seen by a cardiologist and was given diuretics, which has helped her swelling. Now she's feeling better with physical therapy. Next one is Kimberly, K-I-M-B-E-R-L-Y. Last name is Paul, P-A-U-L. Same, ROS, same, all same, assessment plan. Pneumonia, comma, type 2 diabetes, requiring insulin, comma, hypertension, comma, morbid obesity, comma, dyspepsia. Plan, same, patient is getting better, and she is starting to ambulate. Encouraged her to continue using incentive spirometry for coughing. End of dictation is Dr. Saini, S-A-I-N-I.